Welcome to episode 33, I think, of Super Podcast, and I'm Super Marcy, and I'm really super today because I have a Superman t-shirt on, and I have a really cool and special guest today, and this would mark the second time I've had a female guest on the show, which is quite an achievement. After a year, I'm only now starting to have female guests. So I'd like to welcome Nikki to the show.
Hello.
Hello. And how are you going this evening?
I'm good. I'm really excitable right now because we were talking about Carl Urban.
Yes, I'm really excited too. All about Carl Urban. Now, this isn't the Carl Urban podcast,
no, unfortunately. It's not, even though we should do one day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He's worthy of it. Because he's so pretty and attractive. But I'll give you a bit of a better introduction in case there's listeners out there that don't know who you are.
And there are.
And there would be. I know you through the Joblo website because you do the news editing on there.
Correct.
And we also talk back and forth on Movie Fan Central and all that kind of fun stuff.
Great.
Yeah. So there's your bit of background. And you also have a podcast, but I think you're going to change the title of it.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Not sure. Well,
you're like the only one that said anything about the...
Well, I was listening to it and you were adding like a co-host and you thought maybe you'd change the title.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of selfish to name it after me and I have a co-host.
Well, at the moment it's Nikki Cast, but it might change.
Yes, yeah, it might change.
It might or might not.
Yeah.
But it's a fun podcast anyway. So, okay. Well, I think our listeners are really interested to know what we're going to talk about.
I'm interested.
We are going to talk about the coolest topic in movies, which is nudity.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Bring it on.
Boobies.
Tits and ass.
You feel kind of childish talking about it at times, though. She's like, you're 12 again.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I think it's safe to say that everybody likes a bit of nudity now and then when they're watching a movie. And we're going to go through our favourites, or at least our favourite people who like to get naked.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank them very much for that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I might, instead of going to movies straight away, I'm going to go to TV shows because, you know, over the last few years, TV shows have gotten quite a lot more raunchier than they have been.
This is true. Risque.
It's good. It's really good. And I have to mention, and especially because, like, it was a few weeks ago that the show came back on TV and he was in all his naked glory once again. And that would be True Blood with Alexander Skarsgård.
That's right. That's on my list too.
Yeah, he plays Eric and he's just like, ha, ha, ha. He's so hot.
It's hot, but... And it's nice and chiseled.
It was just perfect. You could, like, I don't know, snort coke off his ass.
It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I'm usually not into man nudity, you know, because it's kind of, I don't know, something a little bit different about the male form.
But when it looks that good, you can't help but just,
it's just like admire a statue.
It. He looks just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But... I can't only mention him. I have to mention one of his co-stars as well. And she hasn't gotten naked this new season, but she's been naked a lot on the show. And that would be Anna Paquin, if that's how you pronounce her freaking last name.
That is correct.
Yeah.
See, it's not side boob.
See, I just didn't, like, expect that she would fully be showing her assets, but she totally did.
Well, she was a child star.
Yeah, you think of her as this little kid, but now she's all, like, grown up.
We're going into pedo bear territory now.
Yeah, but she's all grown up now, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You can.
She's got grown up boobies.
She's got like really, she's like got a really good body and some mm-hmm. nice titties to look at.
So, that's right. She does.
I mean, there is a lot of nudity on True Blood, but they're definitely the standouts anyway.
That's correct.
Mm. And my other mention, which happens to be another guy, on one of my favorite TV shows, which is Oz. And that had a lot of male nudity. But my favorite was Christopher Maloney, because he was just so hot. And he's just like, so not my type at all. But I was just completely in love with him and that show.
He did it for you.
He really did. And oh, he was just naked all the time. And I was just like, oh, you're so manly.
He's a cool guy, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm into him like you're into him, but I like him.
Yeah. He's like, he comes off as a really cool guy, but when he took his clothes off and I'm just like, yeah, this show is awesome. Cooler. He was just like, ooh, keep taking it off. And he's just like, oh, whoa, he's showing his manhood. And all its glory. Hello. So
well, awesome.
That would be my TV mentions, honorable mentions, before we get into movies. I don't know if you've thought of any or if you've got any specifically from TV or if I stole.
I did.
Stole Eric.
You stole Eric, but I thought of another one while you were talking.
Yeah.
So my first one, since we already are in the grand tradition of True Blood, I'm going to go with Lizzie Caplan.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot about her. She looked good.
She's dead now.
Yeah. But she looked good when she was alive on the show.
I know, right, dude? Nice rack. That is like a primo rack.
It was perfecto.
It was. It was good. And, like, I'm kind of worried about boobs. Very judgmental about breast size and the way they look and areolas. Just, like, the whole package.
Yeah. Like, I know what you mean. Exactly.
Girl had it going on.
She was just, yeah, it was perfect. Like, if you'd want a pair of boobs, you'd want hers, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because they were so good. And she showed them off quite a lot.
She did. And thank you.
Yeah.
This is hot lady. My next two are men. Ooh. My next one is David Duchovny from Californication.
Well, he does get naked a lot.
He does.
And, yeah.
He has a sex addiction.
Well, yeah, I can't say that I, you know, have anything to complain about because he's cool. So
I know. I used to never think about David Duchovny like that at all.
No. And then all of a sudden he's like fucking that little kid from The Nanny and it's like, whoa, okay.
I know. Whenever I watch that show, I constantly think about that. You're just like, what? Wasn't she the goody two-shoes on the show?
She was just like the youngest daughter on that show. But yes, she's grown up now.
Yeah, she's pretty hot too.
She's looking pretty good.
She is.
You gotta say.
My last one for honorable mention is Thomas Jane in Hung.
Oh, yes. I forgot all about him.
I've met Tom Jane.
Oh.
But when we're talking about weird people, that is another one.
Oh, I just, like, ask him to pull his pants down and show me his ass.
Mm-hmm. I would bathe in his sweat.
Oh, Thomas Jane. He's pretty hot.
He will always be my favorite Punisher.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
I do, too. And anybody that thinks otherwise sucks. Sorry.
They really do. I'm sorry.
You can go to my... If you're a listener right now and you know me already, you can go to my Facebook page and yell at me. I don't care.
Yeah. That movie's been a bit of a discussion point on this podcast because certain people, and they know who they are, don't like it, and I love it.
Certain people want to get slapped in the face.
I'm sure the certain people probably wouldn't mind getting slapped by you or me, so.
I'm going to get slapped with boobies.
That would probably not be much of a punishment.
Oh, we could make it a punishment.
I'm sure we could find a way.
We could. This is starting to get sexy now.
Oh, it is. It's going to get more sexy because we're going to really get into the, you know, nudity talk now with movies.
really into the nudity talk.
Yeah. So, now I've kind of got favourites, but I've also got, like, specific, like, scenes in a movie, but I've also just got specific people that always take their clothes off. So,
that's good.
I think I'll start with people that take their clothes off a lot. Right, and then I'll end it with, like, specific movies or scenes. So I think my first choice for somebody who's naked a lot would be Kate Winslet, and I think she's really, really hot.
Mm-hmm. She has a nice, like, firm body.
She's, I mean, going back to, say, like, Titanic, she had all those curves in all the right places, and she just looked, hello.
And she's on my list, too, for Titanic.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably marry her if she asked me to, because she's so beautiful.
I agree. I completely agree. And she's, it was like you were just talking about, the curves. It really bothered me that all of a sudden we went from, you know, we've always been body conscious, but all of a sudden we've gotten really body conscious.
Yeah.
You know, see, so, like, the skinnier, the better. The tanner, the better.
It's not, oh, I mean, some people that are too skinny just looked horrible. I mean, her body in that for me is perfect.
It is.
It's just got the right amount of everything. And I don't know, she's kind of got those boobs where you could just, like, rub your face in them.
I want to motorboat those things in a big way.
Or you could just, you know, grab a hold of them and just go boing, boing, boing.
Her and Christina Hendricks.
Oh, my gosh. She's got those massive pillows.
Oh, yeah. I want to put those torpedoes in my face.
Yeah, I'd just, like, totally use them as pillows and go to sleep on it.
I know. And she's really curvy, too.
Yeah, she looks really good.
But she's very tall. Yeah. Or at least she looks really tall.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I was going to use her for anything, she'd have to lie down so I could, like, you know, lie on her boobs and go to sleep.
She's an Amazon. I love it. I love it. She's like a red-headed Amazon woman.
Yeah, that's a really good way to describe her.
Sexy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about Kate Winslet, but again. But, yeah, I mean, she's been in a lot of movies where she's taken her clothes off. But, yeah, I think, like, yeah, Titanic would be, like, the most memorable one.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? I forgot the name of the movie where she was like...
I know which one you're talking about, and I can't think of it either, and it really sucks.
Well, yeah, that movie that I can't think of the title. She had, like, lots of sex in it and stuff.
She had, like, lots of sex.
So you got to see, like, lots of her in it.
It was a movie about sex addiction. She was having a lot of sex.
She was having just sex, and no, yeah, it wasn't with me, sex, sorry.
Sex, all the time.
All right. So I'll let you do a pick, maybe.
Okay, or... I'm trying to figure out what this movie is very quickly. I have to know. I hate when it happens. You know, when
a movie you can't comes think up, of something, and it's like, what is it? What is it? And then you look on IMDb, and it's like, wait, but she's had sex in all these movies.
Exactly. And everybody talks about, like, I swear to God, anytime somebody brings up Kate Winslet, this movie gets brought up. And I'm never the one that can remember the title of the movie.
I'm having one of my I don't remember movies moments or days or whatever. Or names.
Hideous Kinky. It was Hideous Kinky, wasn't it?
Was that?
Or was it, no, was it Heavenly Creatures? It was Heavenly Creatures.
Heavenly Creatures. Oh, yeah. That was with, that was like the lesbian gonna kill the mum because we can't be together movie.
That's right. Peter Jackson.
I need to buy that. Oh, and Little Children, when she's having lots of sex with Patrick Wilson.
Lots of sexy sex.
Yeah, and, oh, what was this another one, but I can't remember. Again. Damn it.
I can't believe that I'd forgotten about that movie. It just drives me nuts.
But, yeah, she was, I think they both were totally naked in Heavenly Creatures.
Yes.
Hmm. Awesome. All right.
I meant that. So you know what? I'm going to go from that about naked lesbians. And I guess I'm going to choose these two lovely ladies from a strange little movie I like to call Mulholland Drive. Naomi Watts and Laura Haring or Herring. Is it Herring or Haring?
I don't know. I'm like the worst to pronounce names, so I just make them up.
I know, me too. I think it's Herring, though.
I think it's Herring.
It's got to be Herring.
Oh, she is. Wow. See, she's okay. Another one that's curvy in all the right places.
Exactly.
And she looks really awesome.
The scene where they start to touch and embrace and do things. Dude, I'm sorry, but that would do anything for anybody. That would get a fucking yardstick hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would...
Yeah, if you're unmoved by that, then clearly... dead.
Yeah,
it's like automatic Viagra.
Your penis does not work anymore.
It should be like automatic Viagra.
That is one. I'm sorry, and I don't usually act that way. Like, I'm really like flustered right now. But that is one of those scenes that you watch, and even though you're not into chicks like that, you know. You just an admirer.
Like, totally get into it easily. And it's like, whoa.
I would totally take on Naomi Watts the sex away.
I'm sure she wouldn't turn you down. I don't know. Maybe.
She probably would. She'd be like, ew, what? And her accent.
Yes. It's very similar to mine.
It is. So just go ahead and reject me now, Marcy.
I reject you. Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to pick that, so I left it off my list.
Oh, I like that you knew I was going to pick it, too. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, we can read each other's minds.
Ooh. Ooh, read each other's boobs.
Oh, definitely. It's the power of the boobage. Although, I think everyone would agree, like, as far as nudity and sex goes, Mulholland Drive is, like, right at the top of any list.
Oh, yeah. It has to be.
You can't, like, leave it off.
If you leave it off, then it's like you were saying earlier, your penis is broken and you were dead.
Yeah, any something is really wrong with you.
Yeah.
And you're probably, like, a retarded zombie.
With a non-working penis.
Yes. All right. Now, speaking of penis... I'll segue into two actors who I totally love, and they just seem to show off, you know, either their ass or their penis, and it always just leaves me with a smile on my face, and that would be Ewan McGregor and Kevin Bacon.
Whoa, Kevin Bacon.
I don't know if it's just me that just finds something weirdly attractive about him, and... Especially when he just, like, doesn't have clothes on.
I can't get into Kevin Bacon like that.
Oh, I think it was Wild Things where he was, like, naked in the shower, and I'm just like, oh, whoa.
He's like my older brother when I think about him, you know? I'm like, I don't want to see my older brother like that, even though I'm an only child and I have no idea what that's like.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just, I think it was that movie that completely set him off for me.
And it's that's just like. That's understandable, though.
And it's just like, huh, he looks good.
But Ewan, on the other hand.
Ewan McGregor, oh, gosh. I've loved him for the longest time.
You and me both, sister.
And he's just like, I don't know, I think like from Trainspotting to quite a lot of other movies, he tends to at least show some ass.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good ass.
He's a sexy man.
But he's just very charming in his Scottish way.
I love a good Scottish man.
Oh, Ewan. So hot.
Very hot. So, loves it.
Yeah, they'd be my main picks for people that get naked a lot.
Now, are those your only dudes on your list, or do you have more dudes?
I have one more dude.
Okay.
And his nude scene, which I can go into right now. It was an ass shot. And I thought it was just perfecto. And that would be James Franco in Milk.
Nice. Good call. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah. See, when he wasn't making out with Sean Penn, I think he totally just, like, took his clothes off and showed his ass.
Was it not weird seeing him make out with Sean Penn? Like, are you just not kind of like, what?
Whenever you it see was, it, like... It was, like, a really odd couple.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You're sitting there going,
It's like,
and you're not screwed up making out. You're just like, those two? Really?
Yeah, it was really odd, but hey, he showed his perfectly shaped ass.
Oh, I know. I have a big thing for Franco.
And I really don't care that he's doing some bullshit General Hospital crap. He showed me his ass.
Pretty awesome. Mm. I love it.
Yeah, you could, like, I don't know, you could crack walnuts on his ass.
I know. I'd like to get me some of that. Immediately.
Yeah.
This is getting me kind of hot right now.
I'm very hot. I'm like,
I have to fan myself right
it's
now.
It's like completely freezing and I'm like ready to take my clothes off.
I know, exactly. Just take this tank top right off.
Well, I've got like a sweater and a t-shirt.
You know what I think though? I think that at some point in the middle of this, we should just take our shirts off.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you hear me unzipping my... I don't know if you can hear it.
I don't have a zipper. I just have a tank top on. So.
Well, it's completely freezing, but I'm totally sweating right now. And I think the listeners are too, no doubt about it.
It's getting really steamy in here.
They've probably already taken their pants off.
Take your pants off if you haven't already. Do it now.
It'll be the anti-pants show.
Your mistress commands it. Do it.
All right.
So, back to the dudes.
Yeah, it's now your turn. I don't have any more dudes on my list. So
you're going to be absolutely surprised by this.
Ooh, bring it on.
I think so. And it may kill the sexiness of the podcast. But for some reason, and I'll explain after I say it, for some reason, and even though it's probably one of the most awkward nude scenes of all time, there's just something that I absolutely love about this guy. I chose Jason Segel for Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Okay. I will explain now.
Please tell me.
He's so adorable. You know, and even though it's really weird, he's crying and it's awkward. You know, I love a good teddy bear. I love a good guy that's a little bit on the fluffier side. You know, it's like I was telling you earlier, I don't care about muscles. I really don't. I've never been like that. It's either been dudes that are, like, really tall and really skinny, or ones that have got a little bit of fluff on them.
Well, he's, like, a really perfect example of that kind of dude.
Yeah, he is.
And he is. He's cute. He's, like, the kind of guy that I want to go up to him and pinch his cheeks.
I know. He's absolutely adorable. And like I said, it's the most awkward thing, and it kind of drives all, like, the room suddenly got cold, you know, sexiness.
Oh, that like entire scene is so funny. And I saw that movie with my mum. So I didn't know where to look when he's like got dick awesome on the screen. And she's just like almost on the floor laughing her head off. And it's just like, it's so awkward, but it's so like hilarious.
But you see him in like in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. And he's talking him up, and he's really charming. And he's really charming when he's talking to Leslie Mann and that girl that I hate. And what's her name? Catherine Heigl.
Yeah.
God, her. What a stupid whore.
Oh, please don't bring her up.
Everybody just lost IQ points because I said that.
God, I can't stand her.
I'm sorry. Anyway, let's go to happier things.
Yeah.
It's your turn. Okay. I'm a woman.
All right. I've still got a few more, like, well, my next pick is kind of, like, pretty obvious because she's shown her boobs a few times and I think just about everyone thinks she's hot. I think there's maybe a handful of people that don't think she's that great, but I'll go with a typical Angelina pick.
I didn't pick her.
Angelina. See, I'm thinking back to, like, Gia. More specifically that, or that movie, I can't remember the title, she did it with Antonio Banderas, and they have like these...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and they have this sex in it, and that's like the only good part of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, especially back in Gia, she was a bit more... She had a bit more curves on her, and she just looked...
Correct.
She just looked like, well, jaw-droppingly good. So,
yeah, she's... She was really good looking back then. I still think that she's a really gorgeous lady, but it's one of those things you're just like, I'm tired of you now.
And yeah, that's why I'm thinking more along the lines of back years ago when she looked a bit different.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, I mean, I don't think I could ever watch that movie again because it's so sad, but she just looked unreal in that movie.
Yeah, she looks good.
And she got a lesbian on with Elizabeth Mitchell.
She did. I forgot that Elizabeth Mitchell was that too. Damn.
Yes. And yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure like there's clips to watch on online somewhere. Relive those moments. I'm sure. Relive those
especially moments. If you're a member of Mr. Skin. There's exactly. gotta be something in there for you. Yeah,
there would be. Alright. Your turn.
Okay.
We've probably got like this insane list, but we'll just keep going.
Yeah, I'm just totally down. Whenever you're ready to stop, I'm ready to stop, but I never stop.
Oh, we're not stopping anytime soon.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one I want to talk about. I wonder if I want to hit the same spot you did with Angelina Jolie. You want to do an actress that's a little higher in the ranks, or if I want to go a little bit lower. Mm. I don't know that I have any that are like, okay, example, here's one. I have Charlize Theron in The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, yeah, she totally showed tits in that movie.
She did, and they're good.
I completely forgot. She does look good in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
One she of her early ones.
And I don't usually like blondes at all. Don't care for blondes at all. But she is one. She is on my list of blondes that I can get into.
Mm. She's definitely... Yeah, I saw that movie not that long ago for the first time. And I totally was not expecting her to be naked.
So, I'm glad that she was naked.
Yeah, it was good. It added to the movie because she was naked.
It's like, thank you.
I was like, hey, naked. Woohoo!
It's like the Lord is smiling upon you when she takes her shirt off.
That's a really good pick because I totally forgot about that.
Her chest is like sunshine.
It's sunshine on a rainy day.
Exactly. It's like, yay, I'm happy again.
Yeah, especially like with that movie being what it is, you needed like boobies in it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, thank you for saving me.
All right. I've got a pick and it's just totally random, but I just thought like it was just, I remember when I first saw it, I just thought it was totally awesome. And I think it's just like one of the things that people just always remember about the movie is the sexy nurse in A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3 where she just totally just takes her clothes off and she's got these like awesome boobs.
You went back, man.
Yeah, that was the only one that I kind of really went back to like the 80s for.
You did, and you kind of went obscure on me there.
Yeah, I know, it's like a really odd one because, like, I don't even know the lady's name. But she totally just, like, she's randomly in the movie. She takes the top off and it's like, oh, whoa.
Lady nurse boobs.
It's like, hello. And she even got, like, interviewed briefly on the Never Sleep Again documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that her nude scene, like, made boys into men. Or at least that's what, like, the male cast were saying.
Dude, if their nuts didn't drop before, they dropped them.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those just like, wow, me likey likey.
That is a good pick, though.
See, they're a pair that you could just, like, use as pillows.
there are a lot of ladies that I'd like to use their chest as pillows.
All right, I'm going to send it back to you now.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a little innocent girl. I'm gonna go with Anne Hathaway and Havoc.
Oh yeah, see again. I totally knew you were gonna pick Anne Hathaway.
Cause I love Anne Hathaway.
I love her too, but I knew you were gonna pick her, so I left her off my list.
She has good boobs.
She does, and that she shows them.
That movie is really fucked up, though.
Oh, it is.
She's so fucked up.
She's like a crazy bitch in it.
I know, and Bijou Phillips is like a total whore again.
Well, I don't really recall seeing her not being a whore, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, she's all like typical movie whore.
Yeah, she's like typecast whore.
We used to make fun of her, me and my dad. Have you ever seen the movie with her and a bully?
Yeah, I've got Bully.
Oh, my God. So me and my dad, we were sitting there watching it, which is not a really fun movie to watch with your dad, but, you know, that's my dad. So we're watching it, and, like, one of the first scenes is, like, you know how tiny her shorts are in that movie?
Oh, yeah, and they do the close-up of her crotch.
Yeah. My dad was like, are those, like, her bicycle shorts or something? He's like, not that I'm complaining, but, I mean, I was like, I swear to God, like, every time I see her, I think of bicycle shorts now. I think little tiny bicycle shorts.
Not I always think ones. Of like that particular thing when I think of her, just because it's like the first thing you see of her in that movie.
I know. It's like, there you go. Thanks.
It's like, oh, okay. Righto.
But yeah, Anne Hathaway has awesome moves.
And she has shown them a few times, which is good.
She is. Have you ever seen Rachel Getting Married?
I haven't seen it yet.
Very, very depressing again. But there's this one scene where she meets this guy at a AA meeting. And then after they're done, they totally go fuck in a basement.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to see it just for that.
It's standing up, too.
Oh.
Requires some skill.
I'll have to check that out just for that scene.
But just prepare to be really depressed, though, if you watch it.
Yeah, so. I've heard it is quite depressing.
Big warning. Anyway, your turn.
All right. Which one? All right. I'll go with another one of, like, my really obvious picks. So people, like, have listened to this show from, like, the early days would know that I would definitely be choosing this one. And it's Juliana from the Friday the 13th remake because she just had the most awesome boobs and they were all jiggly. And it was just, like, hypnotizing, and I totally just wanted to, like, use them as pillows and just, like, grab them and go boing, boing, boing.
Guys,
She just has this rack that it's just, like, you could totally just play with them.
Just jiggle them around.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, they're so cool. I just want to, like, play with them and, you know, go to sleep on them and...
That's such a man thing to say.
I know, it's just so odd. It's just like, I could just totally make a day out of playing with those boobs.
That's so awesome. That's what my boyfriend says. He's like, he's really fast. Like, all men are really fascinated with boobs. You know, my boyfriend's like, dude, if I had boobs, I'd play with them, like, all day.
They all say that.
Start messing with them, you know? Like, your whole day would be, if you were a dude, would be consumed with playing with your boobs.
It'd just be like, boobs, boobs, boobs. I'll just play with my boobs right now.
Exactly.
Just, you know, just for the podcast.
I'm just going to grab them firmly.
I'm just going to hold one and just, you know, think about things.
I'm just going to put my hand down my shirt and cup one of them.
I'm just going to cup a boob.
There we go.
Ah, oh, it all feels good now.
Nice and warm there. It's a good place.
These would make really good pillows. If someone wanted to, like, just have a nap on them.
Does your boyfriend nap on them?
I think he has. But actually, when I had a cat, my cat used to use them as pillows.
Nice.
He used to just put his head in between them and go to sleep.
That's awesome.
Which is quite funny. So, yeah, they are good for pillows.
Marcy has pillows.
Yes. Booby pillows.
This is starting to get silly now. Now we're being silly. Like schoolgirls chuckling.
Yeah, we're like 13-year-old high school girls.
I know, I love it.
If only we were wearing those like sexy high school girl outfits.
I have one.
Oh, nice.
I do. And it ties up at the top and everything.
Oh, awesome.
It's awesome. Okay, so if anybody's not turned on by now... You know what I'm talking about.
They must be dead.
They have to be. If they're not, then their penis is dead.
You have your penis.
Yeah, if you have a penis. You have a mangina.
Ew. Not the mangina.
So sorry. Okay. So do you want me to go ahead?
Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go with, out of my list, on Perfect Boobies, Katie Holmes and The Gift.
Oh, yes. I remember that well. She does have a really good pair. And, yeah, I don't think we'll ever be seeing them again.
I know, it's really depressing.
I mean, I think she's a pretty crap actress, but in that movie, it was good. Like, when she totally just did it out of nowhere, because it was like, oh my god, it's Joey, innocent Joey from Dawson's Creek.
I know. And I she's loved got it. Big I loved booties. No, I am a big Katie Holmes lover, because I was huge into Dawson's Creek, and I still watch Dawson's Creek, say what you will, I don't care.
Oh, I'd watch it too, don't worry.
Awesome! That's so awesome to hear.
Yes, that was like the show when I was in high school.
It's awesome! I love that thing. It's so great, but she, it's like you said with Alex King, like, she's not, like, the greatest actress, you know, but, I don't know, I've always liked her, so, I mean, even, I really liked her in Go.
Yeah, that was good.
She didn't really have, her part wasn't really huge in that movie, but she played really well off of Timothy Oliphant, so.
Yeah, and she, like, totally got to make out with him on the stairs or whatever it was.
I'd like to make out with him on the stairs.
Oh, yeah. He's hot. I can't remember if he's been nude, but I'll just mention him for just being really good looking.
Yeah, we'd like to see your butt too, thanks. Just saying.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us, Marcy?
All right. This one, I kind of just thought of before because I totally forgot, and it would be Eva Green, who's absolutely just, I think she's really hot, and mm-hmm. She showed her boobies in The Dreamers, which she was naked quite a lot in that movie anyway.
Yes.
And actually the other guys in it were naked too, but she just looked really just, hello.
Wasn't she a blonde in that movie too?
No, she still had dark hair.
Did she? Okay, I can't remember.
They're trying to think back. I actually went and saw that at the theater, which was like, I don't know, 2003 or something. I think she showed everything. So she did full frontal, if I remember correctly.
I'm way into that right now.
Yeah, she looks like, you know, I think she's just gorgeous, but her body was just like, wow, hello. Banging. Looking good. And it's like, you know, they announced her as like, being in, you know, the new James Bond girl back with Casino Royale, and it's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She is a good-looking lady, and I almost chose that, but there were so many others.
Yeah, that was when I was like, oh yeah, I really dug that. I have to pick it. Eva Green. I'm glad you did. Yeah. Beautiful lady.
She is a beautiful lady.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in anything recently, which is a shame.
It is a shame. We're very upset by this.
Yeah, Eva Green, go make some more movies and don't have any clothes on.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll send you this segment of the podcast, so she can just hear us say that.
Take your clothes off, bitch.
Take them off now.
So awesome. All right. Now it's definitely turning into the all scissoring hour.
Oh, it's the scissor system.
Stop scissor time.
Scissor time. Oh.
Yep, it's come to this.
I think everything just got a little bit messy.
Ooh.
Where's the tissues? Dirty.
Oh, man.
So dirty. Sexy. I love it. So dirty. All right. It's your turn.
All right. I'm going to do one that's very memorable. And this is probably the number one at probably everybody's list. Is Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Ah, the classic.
I had to, man.
Yeah. See, I was, like, thinking about it, but I was like, I bet you're going to choose it anyway.
She's a hot brunette.
Yeah, she looks good. That's, I think, another one that's, like, that would turn the boys into men.
Mm-hmm. It definitely did. That did. That was a landmark occasion for many dudes.
See, just
her getting out there. All wet. Really
leave it off. Yeah, especially with the wet. The wet's good.
Mm-hmm. She's got those. She just pops the ladies out slowly.
And she's like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hello.
Exactly. She's a masturbatory fantasy. Yeah. You know you want this? Take it.
Yeah, exactly. See? You can't have a list like this without that on there.
No, you can't.
Just like you That's can't right. leave off Mulholland Drive.
No, you can't. You have to hit all the big marks. Mm. All the terrible stuff.
Yeah. That's definitely a good one.
It is.
And, of course, I'm sure you can find the video on online somewhere and you can just watch it on repeat.
Yeah, I would.
And just, you know, just drool over it for a while.
It always made me want a small red bikini.
Yes, exactly. Except I went and bought a small blue one. They didn't have red.
Aww.
Damn. I was like totally gonna like mimic that moment, but it was ruined because they didn't have the right color.
I think now I'm gonna try to find a red swimsuit. It's still happening. It's on.
Yeah. But like, you could either do that or just wear like a Baywatch one. Because that was, like, oh, totally oh. the fantasy of the early 90s.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about that. Hasselhoff.
Okay, I'm disturbed. We'll move right okay. along. Okay.
All right, sure.
All right, speaking of red, I'll go with one of my favorite redheads. And I'm going with Julianne Moore. And I guess I can't really specifically, like, choose one movie because she actually is one of those other ones that shows her boobs quite a lot. But she did so more recently in Chloe, and she just looked wow.
I haven't seen Chloe yet.
I was just like, wow. It's like this woman just gets better with age.
She's got it going on.
Yeah, and, I mean, she totally gets naked with Amanda how do you say her name?
Siegfried.
I mean, you don't really see her boob so much. It's more like side boob. But she also looks really good in the movie.
And but, you always have to think about the Big Lebowski.
Oh, Julianne.
We love you.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, more recently, because I saw Chloe not too long ago, I got that in my head, and she just looked, whoa. But
she's a red-headed goddess.
Yeah, and what's that saying, the curtains match the rug or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She totally does. I can't remember what movie it was. I got it, like, the specific thing, like, she just showed that part in a movie. And it's like, oh, yeah, she's a natural redhead.
Like, does the carpet match the drape?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one,
I don't
yeah.
like to wear drapes, though. It kind of freaks
me out. It doesn't sound right, but that's the saying. And, yeah, she's definitely a natural redhead.
She is.
But she does have, I mean, she's another one who's not, like, totally skinny, and she's just, you know, quite curvy in the right spots. And she looks so good.
Looking older woman.
Yeah. Totally
not
awesome.
Not too old.
She's like, type. She just looks really, I mean, she looks quite perfect right now. Like, wow.
Oh, definitely.
And it's like, okay, no wonder, like, Amanda Seyfried's, like, totally wanting to have sex with her in this movie.
It's true.
Totally awesome. All right. Back to you.
Okay, I'm going to go, since we're going to go with older ladies now. I'm just going to double it up, if that's cool with you.
All right, double it up.
Because I have a few, but I'm going to go with a little bit older right now. We're going to go with that fine wine right now.
The fine wine.
My first one is going to be Susan Sarandon.
Oh.
From Pretty Baby.
Susan. Nice.
And then I have Helen Mirren from Age of Consent.
Helen Mirren. See, I totally remember her getting it on in Caligula. And that movie was totally just weird.
It is weird. It's a very, very weird
See, that's movie. Where I totally remember her being naked in.
See, I remember Age of Consent because my dad went through this, like, Helen Mirren love stage where he was getting, like, all this, like, he really, like, I think it was whenever that bathing suit picture came out. Mm. And they were like, Helen Mirren looks really good in a bikini.
Yeah.
And she's an older lady. She is ripe.
She still looks just really good right now.
Yeah.
It's like,
fabulous.
It's like, whatever her secret is, I want to know.
Exactly.
I want to look
know,
that
right?
good, like, when I'm that old.
Right now. Just tell me.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting any younger.
Exactly.
But she's a... Oh, man. She's a very, very pretty lady. And she has good jugs.
Indeed. I mean, she still manages to keep it together, so...
Yeah, she shows those ladies off. She's not afraid.
She's not afraid at all.
And you have to admire that. It's not like she's skanky.
No, she's like classy, but, you know, she's got that element where, oh, I'll just show off a little bit anyway.
Exactly.
Gotta love Helen Mirren.
We love you, Helen Mirren.
Totally.
It's like our shout out to ladies that we love.
Exactly. See?
All right, your turn.
All right. Back to me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to put these two together because they're both awesome ladies.
Okay.
I've got Monica Bellucci because she's just like drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, again, she's another one. You can see my trend is like, she's got the right, like the curves in all the right places.
And then
she's got a really big rack.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie. Oh, I can't remember the name of the movie. I've totally gone dumb today. And I so can't be asked going on IMDb either. I think it was it Brotherhood of the Wolf or something?
I think that's what it is.
And she was totally like, I'm going to show my boobs.
We're into that.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, please. But, you know, that woman just can do anything and it'd just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think the main one was an Italian movie. I think it's called Malena, something like that. And she's just totally like, oh, she's like the dream woman in that. It's just like, no matter what, like, you could be the straightest woman ever, you'd totally go lesbian for her. That's just how smoking she is in that movie.
It's true.
Beautiful, gorgeous, wow. And see, another pair of boobs you could just, like, rest your head on and have a nap.
Exactly.
And the other pick, because I always put these two together, is totally Salma Hayek.
Yes.
And I totally Googled Salma Hayek boobs. And ooh, I checked out the sex scene in Desperado and, whoa, yes.
I'll do that right now.
Beautiful boobies. Of course. I mean, no matter what, she always wears something and she's showing off that cleavage and you just can't help but just really just want to grab a hold of them.
You have to.
And again, she's another one that's, you know, she's a curvy lady and she just looks fantastic.
She's always showing off the ladies.
But she's always totally like with the cleavage and it's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Show it off, Salma.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, I mean, you can't have a list without putting her on there.
No, you can't.
And she's just, whoa. I mean, even like her 2 seconds in From Dusk Till Dawn with the snake.
Oh, yeah. That's it even has to be on there, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, see, she turns the boys into men.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. She's another one.
Good choice.
But yeah, I'm glad I Googled that so I can, you know, totally remember the goodness of the sex in that movie and the glorious boobs.
Everyone's Googling it now. Well, this really awesome picture of her with just, I'm assuming, is a towel or a sheet.
But also, like, I should mention Antonio because he looked really good too. And he was he was really yummy in Desperado.
He was.
But
he was.
Again, he totally just works with that accent as well.
Indeed.
And, it's just like, oh, Antonio.
He's one of those. I like, oh, man.
It's so much like, it's that voice and accent that really do it.
But, it is.
You know, he does have a really nice body too. It's like, it's just like, it's not over the top or anything. It's just like kind of normalish, but it's just nice to look at. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
He's a spicy, spicy man.
He's so nice.
He is nice. Agreed.
All right, your turn.
Oh, man. Which one do I want to go with? I think I'm going to go with Alyssa Milano and Embrace of the Vampire.
Oh, that's a classic.
Alyssa Milano works it.
She does. I mean, she, like, at that stage, I think she was always kind of, like, a skanky character.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, well, if you're a skank, just show us the goods.
Yeah,
and
just
indeed,
give it up.
She does.
She does.
And
it's true.
Nothing to complain about. It's all really awesome.
She's a tiny girl with, and she's kind of curvy, too.
Yeah, she, well, at least back then she was.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen her recently, so.
She still looks good. It's not a lie. That's somebody to me who gets better as they get older.
I totally used to have, like, a girl crush on her back in the, like, early 90s.
Who's the boss? She's a good one. She is, man.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I was actually looking up some stuff before, and I saw pictures from that movie.
It's a good movie. I mean, her nudity is good.
I was going to say, it's got Alyssa, and she's nude. That's all you need.
Exactly.
Can skip the rest.
Exactly.
All right. My list is just about finished because I've got two left and they go together.
Okay.
Because this is another, like, lesbian movie. And it's my absolute favorite. And I totally, like, watch this movie all the time.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone knows me, they know that I'm just, like, obsessed with this movie and how much I totally love the two ladies that star in it. So the movie would be Bound, and the two ladies would be Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly. And they show us pretty much everything, and then they go and have, like, this really steamy lesbian sex.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, that's really hot. Funny. It's, like, the way that that movie was filmed, like, with all the sexual tension between them and then it leads up to them having sex, is like so hot and so well done. See, if you're not turned on by that, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah, it's another time where you're dead. Your penis doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, all your parts just don't work.
Yeah.
It's again, it's instant Viagra.
You should just turn in your man card.
Yeah, I mean, just from the start, when they like see each other in the lift and it's really hot, and they're just looking at each other. And it's just like, whoa, it's sizzling. And just everything. And again, like, Jennifer Tilly, she's a very curvy lady, but she looks good. And she has huge tits.
She does, man. She's got...
And she...
She's got some cans.
She's not afraid to, like, totally just show them off. And again, like... pillows, fun bags.
She's not at all afraid. Neither one of them were afraid. They were embracing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other movie that I totally love Gina Gershon in is Showgirls. And she totally just, you know, takes it off and she just looks perfect. Her body in that movie is perfect.
And I did not choose anyone from Showgirls or... I did not go with Demi Moore from Striptease.
Yeah, I thought Demi, well, she only showed him for like a minute, so.
Yeah.
Not so, it was kind of just like this overhyped thing, but I mean.
I really like him though.
Well, she wasn't saying that she doesn't look good. She does look good, but it just was kind of like an uneventful kind of thing.
Exactly.
But that is a guilty pleasure
movie. Your climax and it never came.
Exactly. See, Bound, it delivers on everything.
Oh, it does, and more.
And it's good. And it's a good movie. It totally, like, uses this whole lesbian thing to suck you in, and then it gets into, like, this crime caper movie. It's awesome.
It's very, very, very awesome.
It is. And I saw the coolest t-shirt from the movie. And it's like the cover of the movie with those two on it. And they had these cool t-shirts, and I really wanted one, but they only had them in, like, the tiniest size.
Oh, I bet.
And that would never fit. I have to get larger t-shirts because my boobs won't fit in them otherwise.
Nice. They wanted like the really like skinny rail ladies with like the boobies they can like just cram right into the shirt, you know?
Yeah, but I need room on my t-shirts for their knockers.
For breathing.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, all right, I'll reveal my cup size being a double D.
I love it. So, are you revealing boob size?
Yeah. But because they're like, they're quite big, I kind of need to buy bigger t-shirts so they'll fit.
So are you just 1D or 2Ds?
It's double D, baby.
Ooh, see? That's good.
See,
that's
if I showed my boobs in a movie, I'd be number one on my list.
You'd be number one on my list, too.
Oh, awesome. I'm so happy.
You should be. Yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
It is awesome.
So I'm more average. I'm more of like a 36C.
See, our sizes are a bit different, but I think I can imagine that.
It's true.
I'm imagining your boobs right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the kind of gone bisexual for this podcast.
Ooh, it is a scissoring podcast. So.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm sure the listeners are going to love it.
I think they are. I think that they already love it.
Oh, they should. But that's kind of my list anyway.
That was your last two?
Yeah, it was my last two. That was the ones I could remember anyway. Like probably forgetting so many.
Well, I've got a few more, so I'll just kind of quickly go through mine.
We'll go through them because I'll probably be like, oh yeah, I totally forgot that.
Okay, I'm going to start with Amanda Peet in The Whole Nine Yards.
See, I totally forgot she showed boobs.
I always remember that. Always.
I can remember that scene clearly, and that was just, like, out of nowhere as well.
It's so awesome, though. She uses them as a tool. I love it. Yeah,
I totally remember that. That was good.
She has a good rack, too, though.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of liked her, so...
I've got Maggie Gyllenhaal in Secretary.
Oh, as soon as I heard Maggie, I'm like, Secretary, duh.
I love Secretary.
I love that movie.
That's so hot.
Oh,
so even, hot. It's just ruins me. Oh, I love it.
It's just, even the most gross stuff is just like, oh, I'm getting the chills.
But I love, like, James Spader.
Oh, I know. Oh, see, I'm totally forgetting him as like a dude that took his clothes off in Crash.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, that would be David Cronenberg's Crash.
I just want to... Oh, I just want to...
He is really hot in that movie. I mean, as weird as that movie is, he's really hot. Like, back then,
The Secretary Man? Oh.
Yeah, I mean...
Like...
You would totally, like, spank her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bend over the desk, bitch.
I know, and I would like to be spanked by James Spader.
Oh, lucky woman she was in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I like good spanking.
Well, yeah, he looks like he delivers on it too.
Oh, he does too, doesn't he?
See?
Smiling from ear to ear. I love it.
Oh, that movie is good. I should totally rewatch it.
You should.
Oh, I feel dumb. I totally forgot that movie. Slapped myself across the face.
Are you ready for the next one?
Oh, I'm so ready.
I have Diane Lane in Unfaithful.
Ooh, another good one. And she's another one who just, like, continuously looks awesome.
She does. She's a man, I don't know, that Josh Brolin did good.
Oh, yeah. And she did good with him, too.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. I've had a crush on that boy, like...
Since the Goonies.
Well, no, you know what's really weird about it? Is that I didn't really have a crush on him until I watched No Country.
Ooh, yeah.
How weird is that?
Yeah, I totally, like, got into him, like, in the last few years.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's a good-looking man. Mm-hmm. See, if those two brought out, like, a sex tape, it'd be totally awesome.
Oh, it'd be really hot.
It'd be like, oh, yeah.
So hot.
I want in on that.
I know, right? Okay, so I have another one, which is really, really a hot lady, and everybody knows it. I can't imagine anyone saying no to this lady, and that would be Carla Cugino in Sin City.
Yes. See, I was going to put her on, but I totally thought that you would do it, so.
I did.
I didn't want to double up, so.
It's okay. We're just going through them.
So it's awesome.
I have like one.
We're totally on the same wave, so it's all good.
I know, it's good. And I have like three more.
Okay, cool. But yeah, her in Sin City, it's like, wow, she's a goddess.
She is.
She's like, she's another one who's got those curves, and she's so just beautiful.
I've loved her ever since Son-in-Law.
Oh my god.
And I love Son-in-Law. Like, I am just a sucker for 90s movies.
Oh, I totally remember watching that a lot back in the day.
I still watch it a lot. Are you joking?
I haven't seen it for years. Oh my god.
So good. You should revisit it.
Oh, that'd be one that'd just be so hilarious to watch again.
I think you should. But I think it's your mission.
Yeah. But how hot was she in Watchmen as Silk Spectre in those
fishnets?
Oh, hello. Well, actually, I should add, what's her name from Watchmen? Because she had really nice boobs.
Malin Ackerman,
yeah. In like
she was Harold and Kumar.
Yes, that's right.
I was going to put her on there, but I didn't.
I totally forgot. Now I'm just remembering, like, she's not all that skinny as well, but...
Mm-mm.
And she's got these beautiful boobies. And, that's right. Yeah, and that the sex scene in Watchmen just kept going on and on. And I was like, okay.
I would have completely chose different music for that, though.
Yeah, I was going to say the music is, like, just one of the stupidest things ever, but... The actual scene itself, without the music, it's really just, whoa. It's very hot.
Steamy.
Yeah, that Patrick Wilson gets around with the ladies.
He does, but he's pretty good looking, I would say.
He's a nice looking man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would say no to him.
I wouldn't at all.
Hmm. But yeah,
okay,
I mean.
Okay, so should we go to the next one?
Yeah, well, we can just add him on the list because I think he's shown his butt a bit as well. And
you're right, yeah.
It's quite nice. So we'll just we'll just add him in for the hell of it. All right, bring on the next one.
All right, I've got Heather Graham and Boogie Nights.
Oh, and Julianne Moore was totally nude in that too. Oh, that's a good movie.
Heather Graham.
Yeah. Well, it's a good movie, and she was just like so adorable though as Roller Girl.
She is Roller Girl.
She's just so cute.
No.
Cute.
But she would do dirty things to you, I think. You know?
Oh, yeah. With those
dirty
roller
things
skates
that you can't even imagine.
With those roller skates on.
Ooh.
It's like, that scene where she totally, like, I think it's like with Mark Wahlberg and she just, like, takes her clothes off and she's still got the roller skates on.
That's right.
Like, yeah, let's do it with the roller skates on.
That's my kind of lady.
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely a really good one. I totally forgot about that movie. What a moron.
your head's been full of boobies.
I know, there's too many boobies.
That's okay.
There's too many. But yeah, it's good. That way, at least like there's a nice variety of nudity that we can talk about.
Exactly.
See, if I've forgotten something, you've brought it up. So it's all good.
Sure. And I've got two more to go.
Woohoo! Awesome. Bring them on.
So, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know a lot of people who have seen it. Mm-hmm. But I've got Gretchen Mol and the Notorious Betty Page.
I haven't seen it. But I have seen pictures of her from that movie.
Yeah.
So, she's
got a good rack.
She looks pretty damn good, so...
Really good rack, my friend. You should definitely check that out. The movie's not that great at all.
Oh, really?
Like, at all. I didn't think so. Mm. I own it, and I should probably get rid of it.
But it's just worth...
It's a good Betty Page, though.
It's worth seeing the boobs, so...
Yeah, that's
I saw the pictures, so I guess that's all good then.
Yeah,
but she's exactly. She's quite a cute-looking lady.
I think so. I really think that she's cute. I really liked her ever since... A movie called Music from Another Room with Jude Law.
Oh my gosh. I totally bought that for $2 on DVD. Because that was just like, it was just like such a guilty pleasure.
It is. It is exactly a guilty pleasure. But Jude Law is one of those that has shown his behind.
Oh yeah.
And Talented Mr. Ripley. You see a little flash of his manhood.
And he's totally like in the bath.
I love him.
All right, Jude Law, you can just make the list right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Totally just like some little bits that we've forgotten about.
I know. It on the list. Little bits.
Little bits. Maybe they're bigger bits.
Yeah,
I don't think we should be saying little bits when it comes to some of the people we're talking about. It's not very nice.
It's not nice at all.
We'll just say really well-sized bits.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I like that. That's politically correct.
That's awesome.
I love it.
And which is the last pick?
Last but never least.
Least.
Is Rosario Dawson and Alexander.
Rosario.
We love you.
You're so hot.
I love you. You represent everything that is good with the world.
Oh. I don't care what she does. Everything. She's awesome.
She has everything. The girl is a dream.
She is.
I mean, like, if you look at the scene in Clerks 2 where she's dancing.
Oh.
Bouncing those juggling. Girls.
Jiggling, not juggling.
Obviously has no bra on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
good.
She's into comic books. You know.
Which is always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And she's got a curvy body on her.
She does. See, she's, again, we've got, like, this trend.
It's
like the curves.
She's got a good rack.
She does. And she should totally just walk around topless all the time.
All the time.
She so should. Or she should just wear that outfit from Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally just... And I think right about now, our good friend of the podcast, Nick, is probably just, like, fainting that we're gushing over Rosario the way we are.
She's got a good pair.
She's pretty much perfection, I say.
Yeah, she's one of those that's, she's got everything. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She might give good head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's everything.
She's a total package, basically.
She seems very, very nice.
Yeah, that's another thing. You could take her home to meet your mother.
Exactly. Exactly. So she's never least in my book.
No, not at all. She's awesome.
Very definitely. Awesome.
I'm just, like, totally picturing her in Sin City right now.
I'm just totally picturing her right now.
That whole outfit and that character was just awesome.
Anytime I think of Rosario, I always think of Clerks 2, though, bouncing up on that building. She's so cute.
See,
and adorable.
I would totally, like, go to sleep on her chesticles.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And she is, I don't know. Love that woman. Love her.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember that photo shoot that she did when she was at, like, the, I don't remember, is that, like, a water park or something? She was spraying that hose all over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything that's got to do with, like, wet, yes.
Yeah, she's very curvy, very, very curvy.
Yeah, it's good. See? We love the curves. There's nothing wrong with the curves.
No, there's not. I support curves.
Well, I'd say our list is probably very awesome and hopefully, like, our listeners got a lot out of this podcast.
Yeah, I hope that they did.
Yeah. I should put a warning at the start to say just make sure you've got tissues handy.
Yeah. Make sure you clean up afterwards. We don't clean up after you.
Yeah. That's not right. If you make a mess, you have to clean up.
Exactly.
Yeah. It should, like, be a thing where when you listen to this podcast, just don't wear any pants.
Exactly. You should have warned them in the beginning. It should have been like... Just don't have pants.
I'm going to take my panties off.
Nice.
Yeah. Exactly. But I think that kind of wraps up our nudity podcast.
I'm so sad to go now.
Yeah. It was so much fun talking about boobs.
It was. We could talk about boobs for hours.
Yeah. That's the magic of boobs.
It is.
But it was... A pleasure to finally talk to you and get you on the podcast.
Oh, no, lady. The pleasure is all mine.
we'd been kind of planning this for a long time, but it's just, yeah. I think between like school and all other crap going on, it's just been a bit hard to schedule things. And plus, you know, I'm on the other side of the world.
This is true.
Yeah. It's like nighttime for you and it's like afternoon for me, and I should be like totally having lunch right now.
Yeah. I'm about to go to bed. So
yeah, that's the way we roll.
Exactly. We're down.
But hopefully we can do it again.
I hope we can. And maybe next time we can find something even steamier.
Yeah, and maybe a guy will be lucky enough to join us.
Yeah, but this is the all vag cast, as you're saying.
Yeah, it's the vag cast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have a vagina, you can be here.
Yes, and we qualify.
Exactly.
Or if you've got some awesome boobies, you can be on the podcast. So exactly. We qualify again.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's right.
Totally. Okay, well, it's probably a wrap, and I always totally suck at wrapping up the podcast. So I just like to thank my guest again.
And thank you.
And I'll say I'll catch you next time. And everybody go out and grab a pair of boobies. See you later.
Bye.